In the midst of Misha's definition of Shavua, that refers, Misha just mentioned the first stage of the garden, finish with Ashav, Sabuva, I believe, of Yims, the Shuis, etc. And the issue came up, several issues came up. One was whether Bechlal was such a concept, Choshel Shavua, a sort of Sul Gavre, get back to that in a moment. Secondly, if there was such a concept, what would disqualify a person? If there was no such concept, what disqualifies a person to be pasul shvur? And what relation might be within the context of the Mishnah to the first group and the second group? Whether the Mr. Shapsul or not, so it's in part, of course, requires to be looking into what's intended, what's the nature of the Shapsul, because we got the Edis, and this we looked at the Gemara Sanhedrin, because of Bayan Rover, and the Gersois, the Avon, and the other Gersi. So who is more definitively possible, Mubar Tovin, Mubar Achis, when the greater Shashak of Mubar Tovin is greater, the degree of Rishis Rabbi Yonus, Mubarakis of course is greater. Now, deal with that Gemara, we have to distinguish between two possible understandings. One is to have a speak of Shashekel, but Shashekel is not just to be understood that in a particular situation where a person, you don't know what to tell the truth or not, so then we can't accept what he says because we don't know whether there's truth behind it. That would be a pure chashekel, in which the person is not a picture altogether. This person's identity, so Gavra doesn't exist. There's an intermediate way of looking at it, as opposed to another way where we say, well, even if we trust him completely, it's possible. Mumarakis we trust. But nonetheless, we regard him as being possible because of who he is. Between those two, there's a possibility that indeed there's a psul gavre, but who is nifsul begavre? The person who's choshut. The psul, the chshad, is that which places him in the category of those who are nifsul. It is not the reason for not believing him, but he's not believing him because he belongs to the category of the psulim, but that once he goes to that category, he's possible to Rasvadai, since there's some cloud with God, what he says. We counted that kind of intermediate soul, so to speak, partly possible with God to Rosh, and partly with another category. All those Hashem say that Rosh the Chomos is Nivsul because of Shash Shekel. And that's the problem because Mubar Teovna for money is what establishes his principles. They don't mean it's only possible to be Sophic. Possible to be Sophic, it may be Machmi, if you signed on it yet, you have to regard it as a Gush to be Sophic. There's no question in such case, yeah, it will be possible to ask Vada. So what's intended is that if he's a person who's unreliable, that's the psul, but it extends beyond the uncertainty about whether which stem is being announced, kosher is truthful or not. That's with regard to Rashi. Why with regard to Korev? So with regard to Korev, you can bear machlekes amongst Rishonim. Rambam takes pains and stresses the psul of Korev. And not of Shash Shekel. And here's the basis for the Gemara Babasa Kufmuntes says that even Meshi Aaron will also be possible, even though there certainly could be no question of the trustworthiness. So Rambam has that as proof, and another element we should see just in one moment. Towards the end of the Sima, which passes Leidus, passes Kerbin Leidus, I'm sorry. So I'm saying, Zesha Pasla Torah Yidut HaKruvim, לא בלפיין בחזקתו אבין זה את זה. שאינו מעיד לו לא טועה, טוב לא ראה טוב. Even against the core we can't swear. כן במאי. ולגזל כתובי, לפי כך אוהב והסוונה כאשר לעדות, אף בי שפסו לדיינות שלו, וזאת הוא עלה לקרובים. I'm apparently suggest that if we were to hold the shaker, Oyev and Sonim would also be postulators. And the Kosher. So the truth is, the Kosher, because it's not Tanoim, because it's Buddha, the Kachom, Oyev and Sonim, Kosher, Ladies, or not. The Yonis, everyone agrees to the Apostle. And that may be reflected, the Yonis, in both cases, the Psul Gavre, but the Yonis, the level of Psul Gavre is higher, and Adis, it's milder, and therefore Oyev and Sonim, Kosher. And then even Ram says, Exhaust a kasuv, not cheska sheker. The chinuch though explains exactly that view, he adopts that view which the Rambam rejects, namely that kreibah posleidus can't be objective. How does that reflect on the fact that also possible testify against the kreibah? So that the chinuch apparently thought was not an issue. Or was a problem? So a question to Chinuch, but everybody knows that the people from one with whom one is not contact is also no friction. And therefore, in many cases where there's tension in families, the way it often is, so Adraba, the people are much more vehement, even violent, and be made against the Krebim, where they would be totally neutral and objective than someone else. The case of Krebim is a case in point. No one questions whether Krebim apostle Teres Vadai, even though according to the Chinuch, it's the reason that the apostle, because they might be lying, but that because they're the kind of people who might lie. But the Psul Kavra is the Psul Kavra. What happens by us? So we have three possibilities, either it's Gzas HaKasu, or that Chashash maybe they're lying right now, or maybe they're the kind of people who are given to lying, then they're apostle by Gzas HaKasu. If one suggests it is indeed Gzas HaKasu, the problem is where do you find Gzas HaKasu? So then you have to find some way of being of linking Edis and Shavua, and there's no reason to assume that link necessarily exists. I mentioned in Tasting Subas and elsewhere that Psul of Shavua for Choshud, for Gazdan even, is only Mid Rabbanon. So it's Psul Apostle Edis is Mid Raise. And that has to do in part also with what a person does to be Nivsul. So the Mishnah we have is person Shavua has been Eivor, and then the list of what we should prove the Rashi Chamos, but Rashi Chamos, depending on what the definition is. So last time Rashi Chamos of the Gemara, the person gave some other Aveira, but the motivation is Chamos, it's financial. The Rabbi has a separate category of Rosh Chomos for Edis, but the Aveira has to be an Aveira of Chomos. That, of course, sets up a problem with regard to our Mishnah, where Sechei Shvi'is fit in. So the Rabbi is clearly aware of this, and he finds an Eitzer squeezing in the whole lot mentioned in the Mishnayos into the problem of Chomos. Chay Sochei Shvi'is, Shvi'is, Poshtim Yedehen, that's a critical term, Poshtim Yedehen, those means illegally. מתחילים לסתם ולהתאם בפירות של חזקת אלה שאין אוספי פירות שביעית ועושים בהן סחורה. רב סליף, זה בגין, זה בסכר אין שביעיס, זה רק להיות את זה, גאה את הפירות שביעיס אליגלי, אני לא עושה לזה. זה רב מוס סטרס, זה לא נעבר את הפקט, זה לא בקד מיסו שביעיס כאילו חוסר. אבל כאילו זה סכר שביעיס, so that's an issue. Because they don't do shvi'is properly, because we should pay the shvi'is. That's why we could learn the mission. But Rami says no, because I use for shvi'is, and to take schora, and this is an element of chomos, because pay the shvi'is is smooth of a person to gather, and once you gather them, they belong to you. That itself comes up apparently as an issue in the Gemosh. Lushan Afnun Beis, came up with Kajish with Peir Shviz. So Shem explain what's the problem, why maybe not. He said, Peir Shviz to give an Achille. So one might have thought, just as Shul Gevei Kozoch, a Koyen gets the Kachi Kachi, or possibly the Kachim Kalim and he Koyen Koyen with the Bailim. They can't sell it. Came cash and issue with it, unless you always said, really, because you got my body, because you, but otherwise not. Of course, said, we got the pair of shvies, Achmon Afkir, Lashem Arutz Mloya, Shabbos Lashem. So you're allowed to eat the pairs, but they don't belong to you, even if you gather them. So that's the chidush of that Mishnah, about Chomish Lashem and Shvies, that belongs to you once you gather. That's the Rashi Tesh of the basic Kedusha say. But that's, if you take the purpose of Achille. The purpose of Achille is to be gathered, then you become a bad of the moments. If you take it for the purpose of Schoira, so it's not just that there's some Issa here. The Ramban says, the separate Issa Haseh, Lachmada Li Schoira, the list of the mitzvahs, which the Ramban thinks the Ramban omitted, the end of the Tzadir Sefer Mitzvahs, what is Lachmada Li Schoira? Rav doesn't have a separate Issa. That to him is part of the Kedusha Peir Shviz. You have to use them on the purpose to which they were designated. If you take them for any other purpose, you're taking them without license, without legitimization. So maybe the Avid Yukain of the payers, even if you take them for that purpose, but seizing them when you had no authorization to do so, that's also a sort of Asher Dechavas. So the Aveira, it's not if you take Peir Shviz, instead of Misekha with them, you threw them in the ocean, it's also a violation of Peir Shviz. For that itself, that be Nifsal. If someone violates the Kedusha of Peir Struma, Peir Vesa Sheni, none of that would come under this. Only Peir Shviz, because the moment is the aspect is critical in this regard. So you have quoted the Rambam here, Rosh of the Chomos, and the first case. We submitted the Mishnah, and then the case of Shavuot. We submitted the Mishnah is the category of Stamen Issa, Stamen Aveir. So one could have learned, but one doesn't need to. That's the Shavuot says, Shavuot Spekod and Shavuot Shav come under. These what's the problem with them? The person is able, he's able to Yagid, he's able to Bamisay, the Shavish Bila Shoker. But the Chura says the Mishnah doesn't mention other Avevis. One of the Avevis is Shavuot. Apparently, it's either problem of Shavuot or Asher Dechomos. And then you're left with the question, what about Chil Shabbos? So that is Shem, apparently, didn't assume the Chil Shabbos possibly Shavuot. But the Rambam clearly does. That may be that we have, of course, different tracks here. So if the whole thing is only the Rabbanon, so one track could be Rosh Hashanah Chomos, one track could be Choshed al Shavuah, Shasheker, maybe Shasheker is translated to the Pesuk Gavrah, these are unrelated. Or to assume that these are all part of one general shul, the person who's evil, some kinds of isurim without chasfa and isurim differentiated between them. Apart from the question, what makes the person chasha shvut to begin with, what does he have to do? We've got the shvuas. So the Mishnah mentions three kinds: shvuas seis, shvuas bekodin, and shvuas shov. The later on, the Shem talk about what's about shvuas bitui, which is a bigger than the Mishnah. Then the machlekes. Whether she was bitu, but to Shem, then she was bitu. Whether he's because possible or not. Some Shem says not possible because the time he uttered the shvuah. So the Gemara points out, "Nigabem the kushtuk mishtabe lekatan." So the Gemara. What is the word maskonis? So, some show the maskonis, since the Easter comes later on, so merely it doesn't become possible. Psul is for lying at Sheker in the Shavuot, not the Avera, even if the Avera Yoiver, same love, but has to be the Sheker in the Shavuot, the Easter of the Sheker. Or, as Rabbi Tam says, but Mimelis, if you make a Shavuot Shabba, there's no problem. The time that you stay Reichel Reichel, you intended to become Shavuot. Whereas Rabbi Tam says, you can pass in either case. But the question is, why the Mishnah doesn't list it? So that's the answer, why it doesn't list Shavuot Bitu. The question is to what Shavuot. Whether she was bitu because possible or not, could be pashut nechatimtzu when you suspect or you don't suspect. That question formally in halacha, what's the fine shekel, what's not the fine shekel? That's totally possible. You could be with kushtuk mishtabe, it would be a great, in terms of the trustworthiness of a person, obviously he's more suspect if he lies to you flatly, knowing that he's lying. Which means the case of Chatev Le'echalti, or if you don't know that he's lying and he didn't expect to lie, maybe he wasn't expecting to lie, but he faltered, he never expressed a lie. He did something which then put the lie to the Shavuot, but the experience which he underwent was not one experience of lying, but a different one. That may very well be. Or it could be that there is indeed a halachic consideration over here. This brings back to something which I don't remember, but I hope we did discuss it. Machlek Samach Sushenim, look back for a moment at the Sugit of Chof of Beis, the Fall of Adalif, and quickly at the Rambam of that collection as well. I structure a different lab. Where it says, "Chof Mabes, Chos Rabbeinu Rabbi Yechonon, Kias Rabbeinu Rabbi Yechonon, Eichel V'lo Eichel, that's Shekel. Asat Moshe Mishmir Shekel, Chal T'lo Eichel T'Shov, Eichel V'lo Eichel, that's Shavua, which at the time he utters it, it's not Shekel. It becomes Shekel later on by the fact that he violates it." So that's the shuv shuv yishakel. Hadulay chalti shuv is a futile shuv. For the moment that he utters it, it never was in a situation where it could have any kind of validity. What about kainimais? That's the yachel. That's going to Rav Dimi. Rabin and Chafal from Adalif says no. Hadulay chalti, that's shekel. Asat Hashem Shvil Shokel. Eich V'lo Eichal, Eich V'lo Eichal Dvore. So you have apparently machlokes the Gemara to what the Yisrael Sheker refers. According to Rabbi, Sheker is Echalti or Echalti. Kikamishtabe, Shikamishtabe. According to Rabbi Dimi, Sheker is Echal Velo Echalot Sheker too. Chatoch has that Sheker but Shav. Rambam quotes this Gemara, but he paskins. We got the love of Sheker both like Avdimi and like Ravi. Meaning that the love of Sheker, the Kabbalah of the Shuas, applies to both. How does it apply to both? The man of Chalti, Ulai Chalti, we understand Sheker more than the others. Why is Echel Ulai Chalti Sheker? So the answer is the Chuvah. Here, if he follows Avdimi, stating that Sheker, the love of Sheker is not necessarily to what a Sheker, that you stated. Transformed the Sheker. Transmitted the Alasi can be understood in two ways. What's the Isra? The Isra can be Isra of Achille, or whatever performance you ask them. You said I wouldn't eat, and you ate. So this is a chiz of eight chasam. It's your personal chasam. Or we say, no, that's not this achille. You're able, through the achille. This is not this achille. This is the fact that by the fact that the achille, you put the lie to the commitment you had made in the past. And that's a form of sheker. That's fairly according to the Rambam. And this might be relevant to our sugya. If we learn that Eichel v'lo Eichel is an Yisra Achille, or Yisra Shtiyah, or Yisra play basketball, whatever he's asked upon himself, then it might not be making a choshlot ashur. Because there's no element of sheker here. Love is different love. But stama love doesn't puzzle. If you assume like the Rambam, then maybe psychologically, sociologically, in terms of what we assume about the person, we may have a different estimate of him, depending on what happened. But basically, he's able, in either case, on the Isra of Sheker, and that itself passes. So we have two questions here in this respect. One, is the psul dependent upon which Isra he was able, Isra of Sheker or some other Isra, or does it depend upon the liability, the degree of suspicion that's aroused with regard to any statement that he makes? And then, secondly, if we assume the latter, is there enough difference between the two? Say that you don't maintain a commitment, it's one thing. If you lie outright, it's something else. Or not. The bottom, both things indicate that you cannot be relied upon, you can't be trusted, you're possible for both. This we got the Shuas Bitui, the Shava, which could be pulled either way, that's a place of shame over there. A somewhat parallel question could arise with regard to Shuas Shav. Shuas Shav, we remember, has one of the Rambam four variants. One is Nishba Lo Sheyefsho. One is Nishba Batal Samitzvah. One is Nishba Dovo, which is self-evident, it's not so. 11 Shu 8, says Shu 11. And then in Yerushalmi's case, those cases to mention, the first case to mention, one of Choftes. In Shami's case, 11 Shu'ev and 8 Shu'eit. Now, in terms, of course, of the degree of the gravity of the Isra, there may be a difference. Isra is to lie or to defile Shemei Shekhash Baruch Hu by using it for the purpose of lying. So, in one case, you're lying, in another case, you're not lying. And one might have said, if not to the Yerushalmi, Isra of Shav is also a variant of Sheker, and it's not a feudal Shavur, it's a false shvuah. However, we do pass it, the Rosham and Rambam certainly passes it. I mentioned once, I think here, connection with Sisa Beginis Chomu, Rav Zayf's Unkelis, that's where the Shab appears twice. Once he translates the Shikwa, says the Magone for feudally, and it's only when it's the Magone, when it's the Shikra that's the Mandachamures, the Magone is the Lav, the Lav, all of the Lav. Assume that distinction is correct. It's the Lav Yev in both cases, but one is Chamures, one is Kalis. That could very well be that for the purpose of Pasuk Shvua, of Koshal Shvua, we also differentiate. If the Shvua Shav, or each Shuevin, it's possible. Each Shuevin, so the Issa was one which is a deprivation, deprivation of Shem, because he's using it for nonsense. But that perhaps without Pasuk, Big Choshal Shavua. The Mishneh doesn't differentiate, but because the Mishneh in the Bavli doesn't have any mention of 11 Shu'eben, 11 Shu'eits, 8 Shu'eits. The Rabbi who does have that, Big Alpha Shavuas, quotes by the president of our Mishneh, Kipshuta. Echad nishma shvua sheker, shen shvara sheker shvuat bitui, shvuat shvuat kodesh shvuat shov. Ve'yu chashud al shvua. So the first thing we would say, Rabbam says every shvua shov, including that. However, for b'dayge the Rambam's lashon, tilu pabez al chabez, echad nishma al sheker. Comma or dash, whether it's Shua's Bitu or Shua's Bikodin or Shua's Shav, or Yu Choshu. May well be that Rambam has as a koteret, as a heading, this whole halacha. This is the rubric of Yishvala Shekel. If it's Yishvala Shekel, regardless of what kind of Shekel, in which case 11 Shua Aaron, he might get off the hook. If we are concerned about Sheker as such, that certainly would be so. If we're concerned about the Lav, then it might also be by a standard parable of the Unkelis that I mentioned previously. That in the Mishnah is not clear. And then, of course, we can pass the Soma Nishash for a Shav, not because of the element of Sheker, but like Bechal Shabbos, like Bechal Mesa Trevis. But then you would have to possibly consider applying the criteria of psul, the criteria of Edus, in which case that would be something which is Malkus. If you have a Chetim Seshua Shov without Malkus, which is not Sheker, possibly would not be Nisla. I would imagine, I think the Rambam not differentiate that all forms of Shua Shav is Malkus, so maybe we come under that, but then you have other issues, the Shemaisim, Maisim. You have to observe the criteria of Malkus. Yeah. Now we discuss what Averi has to be over, and not be Nivstul, and question what the ground of the psul has to be, whether it's Aveir or something else. There also be some question with regard to the mechanics of how it becomes possible. The Gemara here says, Chodesh V'Kesed, Achash V'Shov, etc. But as mentioned, next Shuaib, 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 example which Rashi gives is one which exemplifies Shvesa Bikodin. No, necessarily, excuse me. It could be either one to call Israel Sheker. And Shainim in some discussion with God Shvesa Eidus, how do we know that the deity was Nifsal? The Rambam takes this up in one case, and consistent with the Shita applies here criteria which are derived from the world of Eidus. In Adam, Gimel Olach Gimel, Pabezach Gimel, In Adam Nasach Shuda Shivosh Arab Eidim, Shavar Berashi Nifsalba. אבל המודה מפי עצמו שהוא חשוד שעבר עבירה שנמסל בה אף מי שחושבים לברוא לעשות את זה תחילה בתחיל שובה משבין אותו שאומרים להם אבת אתה אומר היא שווה ולא בזה שעבר את העבירה עשו אותה היא שווה באמת ושאר אתה אומר הדל הבדך ולחשב בעינים הם מאמינים עושה שהיא שווה רב מסד בפי עצמו you wouldn't disqualify him. He mentioned the need for Eidus, but he doesn't mention beyond that. Why not? And there could be maybe two possible reasons why you need Eidus, you don't rely upon him. One is, in general, we don't know what his motives may be. We need some objective proof for anything we want to determine. We're a machshir person, we're an apostle person. We need training for that. Particularly if you assume the Malach of the Rav, we've got too many situations in the Rambam, that the Halach is Eidu Shabbat Pachs Mishnaim, you need training, Dor Shabbat Elva. It's not dependent on Stasis and Gitin, the Basin Basis, Dor Shabbat Elva is Gitin, Kedushin, Lashar Al Baila. It has to do with the Rayas. No, the Rosh Hashanah has to do with the identity of a person. So the Rambam says with regard to determine whether he's the Godel, you need to aid him. Yuchs, the Godel of the Rambam requires to aid him. And wherever you deal with, say again, person's personal status, that's the Yochabarach of Beish, Chalabim of Chalchatos, you need to. The Kosher Ladies, the Apostle Ladies, is also a Psul Gavre, in the context of the Rambam, and therefore you require to aid him. Should we learn that the Psul Shvua, all Eidus, is not a Psul Gavre as such, but simply a determination of whether he's reliable or not, then maybe you don't need to aid him, maybe Ledecho would suffice, maybe some other way. So one possible explanation as to why he can't rely upon what he himself is telling us, the Apostle him, is because you need to aid him, Ledecho Beish. It'd be one instance of the general halacha. Alternatively, we have, of course, halacha that can't possible a person in his own say so. Anyways, that's Mirosh. The Rambam doesn't mention that, but that's to see if it could be applied. Therefore, as you don't trust it, it's Mirosh. No, that's we don't rely upon him, but it's not because any statements made about him requires to aid him. But to know whether he's 13 years old in a day, or 12 years old in 10 months, it's not even delicious, but it's the determination of the status of a person that requires to aid him. Here's an additional fact that was asked by Russia. And that's the assumption, of course, that he's been making a shame Russia upon himself. Which might be the case with regard to Eidus, might not be the case with regard to Shvur. Shvur is just Shashekel, maybe the Eidus Zerosh doesn't apply. This would depend in part on how you learn the halach of Psul Shvur. And if Psul Shvur is a Psul Gavre again, you would not rely upon it solely. May the Pahai learn the Elmas Matur Rosh. But the Elmas Matur Rosh strange Rambam, Sanhedrin. And thank you, Tres. בשירת הכתוב היא שהם מביטים ביתים ולא מלכין את האדם בהודעת פיו, אלא פי שניים עדים. זה שרק ישוע אכן ודוד גר המלכי בהורת פיהם, זה עד שעה הייתה, או דין מלכות היה. אבל סנהדרין אין מביטים ולא מלכין המודה מעבירה, שמא נטרפה דעתו בדבר זה, שמא מן העמלין מראי נפש הוא, המחכים למות שתוקין לחרבות בביתם השכין עצמן ועל הגגות, שמא כך זה יבוא ויובא דבר שהוא עשה כדי שירג, כולו של דבר גזירת מלך. רם אסלה הציב את two explanations. He starts with it's גזירת מלך. שעד כתובי שם המתין אותו יצאת. He concludes with so we close about גזירת מלך. In between, if you just rationalize, maybe the person is psychologically ill, he has a death wish, but actually he's innocent. So which is it? And it's been written about this typically. So the Aaron Kirschbaum, which some of the present here may know, he has a book which has also been translated deeper recently. It's an English self-incrimination in Jewish law. I don't agree with everything he has in there, but as far as gathering the information, the relevant sources, it's very, very good. And one of the relevant sources, of course, is this Rambam over here. And according to this, there's some discussion about Baruch Ber and Bigishwan and Yevamis, to present a second parallel because of discussion of this. Whether it's a kosuch, shasheker, how do you relate to it? Clearly, to the extent that Mr. Rosho is a kosuch, and psul shvur has to be shasheker, so maybe it's not a problem. Because it doesn't apply to here. If we assume that Mr. Rosho is a sabuch shasheker, don't rely upon him, so presumably it would not work for Psul Shvur either. Possibility that we have to deal here with Mr. Rasha, which I repeat is not in the Rambam. One can pose it upon the Rambam there, basically Stephen Eaton, but it's not there. But it is another Shemim, and for a moment Rashbal Surah Memvav. כאשר שבת העדות, מן מוכרח דאב עד עלה במזיד, אפילו כעדים קרובים למרווה, או לרווה דבת רובי, דיר מעיד שלי, בי פגעת, או לרווה איסי למה, זה המזיד כאן בבס. מי במודה שהזיד וידיו לא העיד, ידיו לא העיד, אין למה סנאמן שם יצמנף של ראשו, וצריכים. שבא אין למה סתורה שם, אבל אם כבר פסל, רוצה להיכת עם זה. So in the footnote, he has a lengthy footnote, which said, gives you what some Achreidim suggested, some cases you might know. For instance, the three Eidim together, and they were part of a cot, and they were asked to be made, and was made, two of them testified by the other, got to the other, and therefore they can pass them, and they know that it was made in a shegig, and they know for certain that it was amazing because they discussed the matter with him and he refused to be made. Well, actually, you apply this. The footnote over here, he makes different days back and forth when you compare this and Shavuot. Raises the question, what about the other Aveiros? And of course, the possibility of the Sim Shadis and Shavuot leads us back to what the place of Psula with the Psul Gabra, in which case is that it's analogous to Shadis, or Sim Shashek, in which case possibly not. Now, this is a further element to this. So, yeah. You can look at the note over here. It's not the whole constructive. There's one other issue which relates to this question of the nature of Surah Chashud, but which would be problematic in either case, in any event. And this is not how does one become a Chashul HaShavua, but how does he divest himself of the Psul Chashul HaShavua. Here is an apparent steal of the Rambam and the Chastei Benitin and the Chassidus. The Chastei Benitin obeys Testing Yud. Mishreb Shua Ben Shatura Ben Shivrev, Nishbab Natal, Nishbab Niftar, Chag Boedi Alavedim Shu Hashud, Eshwata Shuak, Sheshua Shutesh Baklum, Yeshbal Dino, Lotzim Yadom, Ashantal, Nishba, Veshigadoi, he told him, לעולם כזה דין חשוד עד שיקה בבית דין. אם הוא יהיה על הבידים של הקו ועשה תשובה, יעזור לקשרותו בין עדות בין ישועה. So Ram says, this הלכה של השבוע applies to the Yitz Malkis. And the Tech Libri says, if you had Edim, that you got Malkis, that was Chesem Yeshuva, then it becomes Kasha Bein Yitz Yeshuva. First he speaks as Yitzhak Bebezden, Then he says, Zulaka, Vasa Shuva. What was he talking about before? Ram Kazad Danin Chashud, Ashir Kebe Veitin, with Shuva or without Shuva. That was his text that he will later on, presumably with Shuva. Yidaydin, Shalaka Vasu, Vasa Shuva, and becomes Kasha. So one way of the B'tarot of Rambam, the Yashuvit, is that I'm still with two different halachas here. Dino halacha tes, Rambam says, what if the Yevid, they didn't know the Mitzchosh of the Shavua and Yisua? Then you invalidate the Shavua, that's what Rambam says.
And what happens?
If you ignore the Shavua, whatever would have happened without a Shavua, happens despite the Shavua. That's one point. The end of Halacha Yud, he says, it's Chosel Kashruto if there's Malkus and Shuvah. And this is a different question. It's not a question, but do you ever, do you invalidate the Shuvah which you took? I ignore it. Or Chatzchile, do you never have to be Yishma? So perhaps if he was lucky by Bezdin, that is sufficient for the to be able to yaloche, that which is naloche test doesn't apply. Shemachshul mechatchile, that's the end of aloche yud, that you need malchus and shuva. So in terms of the relation to the sefer of the Rambam, you perhaps can manage. Probably is trying to manage both misvare and also in terms of relations with this Rambam and the other Rambam. In general, the other halacha. Leave aside the internal internal contradiction in Perek Beis of Kostev and Nitnim, assume we've resolved that. Now, why Malkus Halacha should not be sufficient? You understand? Jesus took a beating, so therefore he expressed no regrets, nothing. Why should he become kosher? On the other hand, why do you need tshuva plus the malchus? Why shouldn't tshuva suffice? And Sefer Rambam, when he talks about the chatchila, b'mashim eidus and shvua, it's only for lakah v'asa tshuva. Now there's a technical answer to this question. The question is, we want to satisfy with technical answers. Take a glance quite simply. Person, how did the Rambam and Rabbi going before him settle the fact that someone's Chayav Malchus, he's Nifsu, Leidus, Tel says, Zatosh Rosh Eid? Who's the Rosh? So there's another part who says, when you give the person Malchus, he's defined as the Rosh. If you weren't the Rosh, you wouldn't give him Malchus. Combining the two, Rosh is postulatus, Uven is a Rosh, you have a syllogism, QED, he's postulatus. Now taking that, extending one step further to our present case. That Somos Chai Malchus makes him a Rosh. Now, one way of formulating that, I said just a moment ago, it's not that the Rosh is Chayav Malchus, the Rambam is the Rosh. But if I go in and the Rambam apparently learns the other way as well, if the Torah said to him, give him Malchus, apparently he's a Rosh, he's called the Rosh. Here, likewise, he didn't have Avera, and Avera makes him a Rosh. Fine. It's going to be Tshuva, but the Tshuva cancel out the Malchus? No. Din Shemayim, suppose the tshuva is bodily onshin. Din Ebezin, so it's still b'chayiv malchus. Once we have Rav Haigud going to the Rambam's criteria that every b'chayiv malchus is classified as a rosh, maybe the tshuva doesn't validate that. That technically would take care of it. Formally is defined as impossible as a rosh, and there was possible. But of course, it rubs us the wrong way that someone's about tshuva and he's a rosh. Just because technically he has not gone through the ringer in Bezin. So that's a problem we might have over here. And looking at the Rambam and Chassidus, Dalid, you base Al Khdal Khasidis. Komichhe Malkot, Bencha Satshuva, Bench Lakabe Vaitin, Hosele Kashuto. Aval Shab Suleidut, Shem Sulim Shumamon Shat Khamsu, Shikaslu, Avapisha Shemu, Sikhin Shuva, Vareb Sulinachi. Here the Rambam says everything depends upon tshuva. We got the Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is not the Chodesh. This suggests the two alternate options, either tshuva or makas mevezni. If it's tshuva without malchus, that speaks to us, that we like. If it's malchus without tshuva, we have a problem. So we have as follows. First of all, how to internalize the Rambam and Chassidus. It says there are two alternatives. We could have understood more easily the Rambam if there were two pesulim, and you need two factors, each to knock out one of the pesulim. If we had said that there could be either psul of Chai Malchus, Rambam of Chai Goen, or psul of Avayonus, Zad Chai Malchus. The fact that you're an Avayon, that you're never Avayus, that passes you, then we would say, fine, so you need Malchus to knock out the psul for Rosh to break here, and you need Tshuva to knock out Stamdan in the Chal Shabbos. That Rambam doesn't seem to say. Just as a psul of Leike plus a psul of Sandu Yaveh. Says it's one integrated psul which includes the element of the Avayonus and the fact that it's candidate to be Leike and Besden. Chuvah, it's difficult to see how the problem could be resolved in two ways, either by Tshuva or by Malchus. That's the problem over there. The problem we have over here is that there in the Chassidus, the Rav doesn't require both. Either or. Rosh Chomos has to be Tshuva. Rosh Chomos can be either Tshuva or Malchus. And again, the pasuk works in different ways. Here in Hilchus, David Eden seems to be quite loco versus Shuva. Some of you want to learn the verb over here to mean or, not and. If you read it that way, the Ram says, Barak said, the Nina Chashud at Shekev of Eidin, Mayu Allah Eidin Shelaka versus Shuva. Either Malchus or Tshuva, if you read the Vav that way. There is a problem with the Yad Hashem Rosh. But the Chuvah in other contexts, we're not applying Shem Rosh in the same manner as we have it here, to depend upon the Malchus. One Kedusha I'm learning now. So in Kedusha Nishin Samanos, Shani Tzad Yav Noshani Rosh. So the Moshe says, Yav Noshani Rosh, Yukhoishish the Kedusha, Shema Hira Tshuva Beliva. The Chassidus is a big planter, when he has Tshuva Lev Dan Anav, he has a Tshuva Bedibu. But even if you have Tshuva Beliba, it won't be part of the Malchus. So why does that help? So apparently for the purpose of whether Bila Dalma would regard as a Rosh or not, that's for the form of Psul. You don't require Tshuva. Here, you don't require Malchus. Tshuva is sufficient. And here, with regard to the form of Psul, you need possibly Tshuva and Malchus. Now these issues which I mentioned here can also be dealt with in two planes. One plane is to blend Shavu and Edis, in both cases to work around the problem of the Psul Gavre. How do you rid yourself of that blemish? In which case Edis and Shavu can be all the same. Or to do each of them independently. Edus has its criteria, issue its criteria, and then possibly with regard to Shavua, to acquiring Tshuva as both a necessary and a sufficient condition, And when we got to Eidus, maybe requiring the formal element as well, this part for Malkus. But Rambam here in the Chistemanit and says explicitly, Beit Eidus Ben Nishvur. All right, this is my way of rounding out that particular topic. Let's get back to Sugya Sakhir, which started to touch on. First line of what we discussed, right?
Rabbi's goofe nikolay de mishtava safir peshakil. Kihefig de is garun lay poalin. Adra, the safir nikolay de mishtava balabayas, de nifka kihefig de ligre balabayas. Balabayas al korfe agar agar. Safir nami al korfe miskar. Ella balabayas tarbakola. Who? The late of label is
for. First of all, I thought maybe it's a problem with takone to protect one sector or the other. Yeah, the Gemara was a little difficult for us to understand because in our experience, and we're very exposed to these statistics, the question is to whether Bala Bais is interested in being able to get product, depends on getting work, depends on what the unemployment rate is, at least the unemployment rate in their particular sector of the economy. If it's 10%, so the Bala Bais has a very large supply of potential workers and the few jobs available for the to the parallel situation, 1%, 2% situation would be worse. And that's we assume the Pashut. It relates also to some more general issue. If a deal is closed, is who's doing whom a favor? Is anybody doing anybody a favor? People like to say that the best deals, whether in real estate or baseball players, are always good to both sides. Is the problem of Anoia if you buy or sell? There's three in the Dogma about this stuff. There's Lamed, Lamed Aleph, thereabouts. And we're also, given our habits, the kind of economy that we work and live in, we would assume that situations should differ. That means some kind of absolute determination. And here it's a question of Habina, which then the Gemara removes, but I've just mentioned to understand the situation. It also relates to the question where we stand versus the extent to which mercantilist theory, finding the Gemara economic theory. The mercantilists think that the sell is never good. You want to buy and buy and buy and own more, and more and more. And the sense that you don't sell unless you back against the wall is one which certain economic theories prevails. You have the Gemara also in certain places. And yet for us, if someone is selling a piece of real estate or a stock for a very good price, so he's happy. If he sells it for a bad price, he's sad. Well, that's just a passing remark. Yeah, what does he want to say? Baba's still a bit parallel. Relates to the level of Shavur.
Relates to the level of Shavur. They will have his digestion of Baal Abayas. Relates to the Baidin. For instance, Truchle Milsa, Lisele Meikara, Shneem Rotim Bakapa. Or S, Ihapi, Afil Katisnami, Alamatanya, Uman Omer Shine Katsaki, Bahala Omer Lokatashapa Ola Akas, Amosimeka Vela Haraya. Our answer is Katita Badai Midper Dakule, Ihapi Afilo Avarzmano, Nami, Alamatanya Avarzmano, Vulnasa Mahareza, Enu Nishra Vinotel, Kazaka Inba Bais over Batalin, Bombers Bao Bais over Hoalako. Hiding me the Makami to Limpsis Mantuyuba, Kimati's Mantuyuba, Rame Anashi Midgar. So if we suffer over Mishum Baltigzol, Gabi Balabais, it could trade Chazaki. Chada the Ain Balabais over Baltalan. But Chada the Ain Suffer, Misha Skaro.
Yeah.
So there are two portions which militate for the assumption, presumably already had been paid, and therefore you couldn't have it without a shvur. Over all of this hangs one question, which we've already dealt with some of, but let's deal with it a bit more fully. Namely, what Dara Saki of.
The
general question Shabbos over this whole Sugi of Saki and about the Sugi more particularly.
This
is what it is with the takana. So what is the substance of the takana over here? Is it some deviant takana, which consciously, because of the social purpose it wanted to be attained, so Chazal threw the book out, so to speak, and the takana which was made is not accord with the principles of Tehavim Nitin. Based on those principles, you should not make such takona. It's not an expansion of those principles. It's not that you take out the principles are in place, but then we sort of twist the facts a little bit to the takona. Some of the deviant case, a need was felt, and therefore they instituted it. Or do we say no? Why should we such takone? We have to try to verify who's telling the truth, so that has to be, to that end you have to invoke the principle of Tevin Eaton. Invoke those principles, so we could have two things. Either we say it's not takone altogether, but the principles themselves operate in favor of the Sochil Benishma Reitl, except for the one problem that the Nishma Reitl in general is a takona. Or do we say that the takona, the principles themselves would not give us the desired product, so we have to expand them, to embellish them, to make them fit the situation. What is it in the Gemara here in the Rav's Lashon to indicate one way or the other?
When it says, I mean, on the one hand, it says a kruva but on the shurim valvayis for shulah safir, which seems to say that in theory valvayis really should be able to protect himself, but in a sort of situation. But the chachamim went against the grain with the takana. On the other hand.
How is that described in Gemara, the possibility that a kruv rabbanon should do a sochil?
Pardon?
Possibility that a kruv rabbanon should do a sochil. That's described in Gemara as what? Is it takone or what has more described it? Key word here, which word? It's sinonia. Muskras as a knas, which ought not to derive that result. And then more backs away from that. No longer speak to Kassinon. But however, Sakin, who should swear? Suggest that what should have been, what ought to have been, ideally.
That the Balabais ought to take Nishwar Nishwar.
Yeah. But here, we could have two possible ways to understand what the Gemara intended. Gavan Shuv Balabais means the Shuvah which you really is Chayyab Bideraisa. And you make a sort of Mepach Shuvah, but it's because Mepach Shuvah is going for the Memalev. Mepach Shuvah is the initiative of the Baal Dovah. Nitra doesn't want to swear, he says, if you want, swear and take the money. It could be Mepa Shuvah, which is the initiative of Bezdin. So if the Baal Habayis ought to have sworn, and then the Chum came along against the Shuvah, the Sochir, for whatever reason it may have been, they were transferring a real live Dreis Shuvah. But then we have to ask one more question. If that kula means that you take your life shua transferring it, so what's the question?
Where do you get this shua from on the Baal Habayis?
Right. So then, if you work with that, you have to assume the shita of whom?
Rabbi Yehuda
says that the kula banon, except we already saw, got Rabbi Yehuda, there's also two possible interpretations, either that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need to have a real live kik and shavuah, which is then a mahapich, which seems to be Rashi's lashon. And we don't care if it's kaka, but then if it's kaka, you wouldn't do it, etc. Such was that the tzeis. Or was that according to Rav Yehuda, you need the situation of made of a mixus, but not the chiyuv made of a mixus. An alternative to the Gemara, yeah, but then, as you said correctly, if a kura banon means that you take a real shua and you transfer it, how would it work over here? Could there be such a possibility? Where does this live shua come from? The alternative is, which is many of the shem sukha and swa particularly, that kura shua balabais does not mean that there was a real shua which the va'ayah killed, but Chamim had a situation here which needs to be dealt with. It's hot potato, what do you do? How do you protect the interests of the Baal Habayis and the interests of the Poel, both as effectively as possible? So normally, if you have a case of Tevim and Eaton, so they don't come up ordinarily. Yezek, Memke, those are not part of the standard field. But the person gets a check every month, on a regular basis, he works as a Poel. It's the territory which calls for regulation of one kind or another. Part of the regulation is that the institute of Shavuah should cut down the controversy and cause people also to be more careful and more thoughtful about keeping records, etc., having proof, etc., etc. So the words that Kuvah Shavuah Baal Habayis means not the Shavuah which the Baal Habayis is queer, but the Shavuah which they ought to have been imposed by the Baal Habayis by way of providing a remedy for the situation of possible tension and friction, and that Shavuah was instead imposed and circumcised Kedei Chayav. That's what many of the Shirim assume. This Gemara and subsequent Gemara is the Imam, which we'll see subsequently. Is there any possibility whatsoever that maybe the Baal Habayis will be chayav shvuah b'deraisa, which we then transfer to the Sochir, as a variant of Rav Yehuda, because Rav Yehuda says only we've got to make a mixer, but a mixer would have b'deraisa. Is there any possible avenue by which you could arrive at the shvuah of Kefir Hakel, if I'm sure the Baal Habayis is Kefir Hakel?
I thought the Levi Gash wanted to say that we would have instituted the whereas proposing, we would have instituted a Shavuos HaMishnah on a Kofar Hakol.
He does say that, yeah, but I'm asking the possible. Shavuos HaMishnah is a Shavuot which, in terms of how you nishva, maybe the Chavuot of the Shavuot is a Deraisa. But the Chiv is certainly a Chiv of the Rabbanon, the Shavuos HaMishnah. I'm asking, is there any possible avenue by which to be Chayiv the Baal Habayis a Shavuot, you use the Kofar Hakol? Oh, but Gilgal happens to be a fluke, if it happens to be Chayv Sama Shua. What I'm asking really is the right, yes?
Perhaps we look at him like a Shomer Pikada in some way? We would say that that
helps. Yeah, yeah. We have to look, if we want to try to work in that vein against the Rimigash, is there any case of Kif Rakel that could be Chayv Shua? And that would compel us, of course, to look at why Kif Rakel is Pato. So the Shenim, as we recall, there are two approaches to this. Either the reason why, or the source, how do we know it? So you have Rabbi, some shame here, it's nothing, it's just one line. You look up elsewhere, but elsewhere this talks about it. So you say, how do you know that Kevrakel is Pato? It's the Shua said Echot. If every Kevrakel were Chai, why do you say Echot? That doesn't explain to you why it's Pato. Simply is evidence that apparently he's Pata. The other hand, the men of Shane, not many of some Shane would say, it's the reason why he's Pata. The Kepak ought to have been Chayiv, as happens to be the case we've got to shame him, but the reason we Pata, we are made part of the Malchayiv, where we pray about the Sponim, so the reason to assume that whoever has the capacity for that would not lie. That's the patosit. If we think along those lines, if we say for the medical faculty, Chayv Shvur, just as a chazokia, which patos Mishvur, because it suggests, intimates that apparently he's telling the truth, then of course we could have over here also. We say basically, the Balabos Chayv Shvur, even as a kefrakal. Aye, what about his chazokia? So then we're working with you at a second level. According to all the shenim, kevayi work is chayv pato. At a basic level, is there any reason to be chayv altogether? According to that Rashi in Baba Kama, the possibility of being chayv, that's a basic fact. The question is not what is there chayv, is there a paito? The paito maybe it's easier to fiddle around with. And then maybe we would say that Chazor had made for about Chayvay, but we have cases in the Gemara, Bignoi may, Bignoi is may, is an effort that he should be Chayv. Maybe also the Balabas, he has Matim payroll to meet, he has all these people he's paying, doesn't quite great horse, oh, I made a mistake, I did it, I forgot. So once we think of Rashi's laws, the possibility does exist even if Kefak is Chayv. But the Shem Jeff, of course, did this up with that possibility, and therefore they learned, as you said, in accordance with the Migash. What's the bottom line of the Gemara? That Rabbi Stol Bepeilov, that what does that do for us, Rabbi Stol Bepeilov?
So it makes him presumably into a tiny shaman.
Yeah, see, we have, so this we already discussed the Machlekes with Ramban about our thesis. Ramban thinks the what?
That Meikra and the Safir could not collect, and the Babais
should collect all together. That's why he fits in his first starting five of there, according to Ramban. And thesis says no, that apparently otherwise Safir would have collected
without
Shur. Thesis shows that a number of, you don't say Mamish black and white, but that certainly his depression is conveyed. They say, oh, why are we here Shua? Why not that you did with Zabtul Cha? Why don't we make a Shua over there? Perhaps this compares the two cases. They said before, this is Vali Shua, the Gemara's Kasher. They said, why this Vali Shua? But it's Shem Ala Bar Yadiv. Then, they say that we commanded the biyot to all the men in the name of Tzad. We call the Chayv Kul Yalme, what is the basket? Of course, we have a lot of experience with the Kaf Adimiyoin, how we came on everybody biyot to, but in the case of subsequently, if you're not somebody who says it's comparable to such a case, but really isn't such a case. It seems to be that it's mamish like that case, which has to be chayav. Assume that there is such a machlekes, we have to try to ask ourselves what the basis of the machlekes. Would you say Dein Paticha or not? Would you apply Dein Paticha? Dein Paticha is the one that came over there that you chayav. So, as we know usually, we want to know whether a certain din applies, falls into a certain category. We have to examine what? What are the certain case falls under a certain category? What do we have to examine?
The case and the category.
The case and the category. What are the standards which we apply? And what are the specifications of the phenomena that we're discussing? Now, what method we will employ could, of course, vary. If we're dealing with the case, we may very well find ourselves dealing with the factual element. In the psychology, sociological considerations. It's possible over here, to what extent are people, employers, conscientious about these matters or not? If they relied upon it, they care for the trouble them or not. Tesis indicates something in that vein. The Lord says, "Bavai still prepare love. Prepare lecha, Jesh prepare him halbe." Here's a factual element: is there one per worker? Is there many workers? Small parable, a big parable, etc. So, if Tesis thought that was a possible variable, maybe the question is, how totally is the Baal Bayit prepare love? And in accordance with that, well, no, can we refer to it as any idea? Bearing in mind, we'll be ready to see in other connections, that we have different levels of Shema. Mildly uncertain, totally uncertain. Not just in terms of how much we credit the Shema, but in terms of on the ground, how much of a Shema is there? He says, me to Tommy, wherever you're selling. So maybe that's the question over here. Under what kind of Shema does this fall? There may be a different kind of issue here. We got the standard which is to be employed for Alach Medidim Praticha. We'll get to the Praticha. Come to another Tels Nigma in the Shayna. Tels says, what was Kashmir? It's Vule Shvue. Baruch Shem Rav Eliyadi. So soon we account the Balabas Bari, as Shema. Baruch Shem Rav Eliyadi. And the Tels is constrained to answer, no, we don't mean Stam Baruch Shem. We mean Bari as opposed to Eridea, in Praticha. Some Rishayim don't answer this. Chachmei Sfarad, another one here, said this sugya, the kasha was asked by the Gemara, Mekor Man Amar, Baruch Shema, Bar Yod. If you don't like that, then they say we put out another Torah, say Dei Praticha. But that's the inclination. And by way of trying to get a lever on the idea in Praticha, let me start with the idea in Milvisani, the classic of Baruch Shema. What's Baruch Shema Baruch Shema Baruch Yodif? If I were to ask you, what would you say? Baruch Yodif or Baruch Yodif?
Baruch
Yodif. Why?
Because
the guy is Moshek on... Yeah. Maybe it's Kavirol Baruch Yodif. And... It's only a tiny... That's the Gemara Bava Kami. That Mem Vav. Yes, the Mishnah over here, Mishnah says, "You assume because of the morning, the Sabbath Chag, Yechon, Mem, Reizek, Lol, Bedin, Meskev, Lol, Vahai, Lom, Mem, Zek, Lol, Bedin, Yitzin, Afil, Nizek, and Bebari, Bazg, Vashemo, Meskev, Lol, Vahai, that's the Chlal, Gol, Bedin, Meskev, Lol, Vahai. And my Adam who thinks the Rav Hashem Bar Yadiv, what does he think?
I guess that if someone has a good taina, so we said before, maybe a taina is a legitimate cause to suspect something.
In two possible variations, he thinks that the taina is enough to make him mumble. You don't need raya. You need raya if you're trying to overcome a taina. But if it's an open field, nothing to discern you. And that can be presented in two possible ways. One, to say that in and of itself, kindness to Mufti Mimetzi Momen, you don't need a raya. As we said, according to Rashi, kindness to Mufti Mimetzi Momen, you raya. Or to say, no, fundamentally, kindness could have required. But if the other side is the Shema, that's the equivalent of undercutting himself. If the truth was he presents it, he should have said it. If he didn't say it, so apparently if he washed his hands of his taina, he throws up his hands. The difference between these two may very well be two days in Tesvis of Shenim, Roshan Baruch, when Mansa Baryadiv, Dapke Baritaiv, Shem Garua, or the reverse. Some Shem say all the time Baruch Baryadiv, it's the Baruch Baritaiv, which means that the person, the Tevea, doesn't know that he has a clear field. He has a clear field, so he knows no one can catch him lying, so he can fabricate as he wants. Thinks that the other tzad will know if he's lying or not. So he doesn't have that kind of confidence. On the one hand, the teveya is more restrained because he knows that the rabbi resistance. On the other hand, the nitva can't be blamed if he's level of the meida. If Leverett can't be blamed because it wasn't up to him, well, I'd like to have known. But if it's a body gorua, b'shema tevur, what means what you tell us, I can't know, and the shema is solid, then this, the balance of the two is different. There's a variation on that. My mention just now is the question as to whether the body wins based on his own firepower, he wins because the collaboration of the one, as it were, through his own strength and the weakness of the other tzad. If this question of weakness of the other tzad, it could be another kind of weakness. The Rabban has a different handle on Bari Vishema. Here, just a moment. This is in this edition of Rish Petet. Aval hocha b'mona libiyotcha shetei lo imona libiyotcha pikod nemilve v'zeo men yodei ashem yesh shem alo yesh kev shenosu v'nosam b'yad v'havdi lemeida v'koto in shema achziko lemona b'yad ha-tzeveya v'ayim dikama bari yodif v'muchzak b'mona יותר מן הנתווה שאומר שמה. כי חייב הנתווה דוק ילמוד בחסק התווה שאומר בורי. He comes to one tradition I mentioned before, Havana Navana Meida. And he says, Havana Meida doesn't influence the question of how you relate the two Tainas respectively and how you regard the encounter between them. Havana Meida determines the space of who's a Muksik. If Havana Meida you don't know, so either we say you deserted the field and left it open for him, or even if you didn't, you didn't intend that, but since you don't present the taina, we regard it as if you did, because you're at fault. And therefore, it's not you undercut your taina, you undercut your very muksakos. You're not defined any longer as the muksik. Access to the chavis is the answer to teveya, and not in yours. We're having it in a meida. The Malach is we're having it in a meida, money b'yot shtei le money b'yot, because the meal is there, and you're there, shamayi shabalai yesh, כי אם שנעשו נעשו ביד והבי דלמד וכותי שמה מחזיקה למנה ביד הטבעיה. אני אתקרא מבארי עדיף ובוכסק במנה, דלת טבעי בוכסק במנה, יש סמנית ושם ושמה. היא כחי ונית וכי למנה בחסת הטבעיה שם בבארי. And that's what this is what Manus Abou Shem Bari Adif thinks. And my dom is the very Shem Allah Bari Adif. So come back to what he said before. So he said, he came in Meitz Imamen. And he's holding out the money. But you could put it two ways. One is to say, what does he say? He says, the one person holding out the money, the other, as a weak tie, and therefore undermines his own, the one who's holding out the money undermines his own tie, his own position, his own strength. The one who says, Bari Adif, La Bari Adif, could say one of two things. You're right, Yerichlam, he weakens his mukhzakus, but after he's been weakened, still he's holding out the money. And you can't be a mighty moment, even when you're up against a weak tie, a weak mukhzakus, only through tie alone. Or you may reject this whole argument. He said, you don't undermine the muksakus. And this doesn't interest us. He goes on, he says, Rav Nachman, Rav Yechidon, Svirulu, Ukibar Chesden, Yitva, Shu Akshu, Biyodei, Rav Atvei, Maitzi, Rav Arav, Rav Arav, Rav Arav. He doesn't deny that a certain conceptual level the muksik is the teveya, which one could have denied. We don't know such a concept. You can raise teveya, it's muksik because you didn't know the taina. No, that he accepts, but he says he thinks it's two kinds of muksakus. The one who physically is holding the money now is the nitva, and therefore, Baruch Hashem, Abari Yodi. Okay, now. Yes, we've got the case of Oshur Bar Yadif. Again, according to Rabban, both agree to this fact that the Muxakus is undermined by the weakness of the Taina. But the question is, what do you do with that? Having established that, having determined that, do you then enable the Tevet to take the money? You say, no, he's not defined anymore as the Muxakus, but nevertheless, we never take the money away from him based on your thing. Now what happens with the Nidei and Praticha? There are a couple of things that happen. Nidei Praticha Yechai. One is to say Nidei Praticha. Cheskeskiv. So Yechai goes Cheskeskiv. It has nothing to do with what Rabban is talking about. That's the irrelevancy. Pure cheskeski. But combination cheskeski with the relative weakness of the tainus, that enables the teveya to win. Or to say no. Cheskes Chiyuv does make a combination together with the Tzviya. That which the Adon Boshe Bar Yodin said happens with even without a Cheskes Chiyuv, namely that your Tfisa is undermined, that according to the other Mandoma is what happens with Cheskes Chiyuv. The Tzad Cheskes Chiyuv is an independent factor which joining forces with the differential of the tainus enables the Tevayah to win. Cheskes Chiyuv does, in the case of Eidei Praticha, what according to Manoch Barim Shem Bar Yodif happens over there, namely it upsets the apple cart with regard to the Muxa. Now, based on the Havod's Bahalach, which other Shem don't accept, and particularly based on the fact that he thinks that Rav Nachman and Rav Yechon also agree to this, basically, it's just it's not enough for them. They also agree that the Muxakus is being undermined. If we read the Cheskes Chiyuv in that vein, then we're dealing with its contribution to undermining the Muxakus. If we don't read in this vein, then we're not dealing with Muxakus altogether, we're dealing with Cheskes Chiyuv as an independent element, and therefore we also set a different role to the Tain, the Shem. It may very well be that depending upon what our understanding is in that sugya, you can assign different roles to the Yedea and Peticha situation, depending on how we understand over there. The question takes in sugya is as follows. Is this case the final Yedea and Peticha because we can't treat with certainty the time of the Nitva, Barbais is confused at this, we can't over certain this time is a solid time. Or no, we don't say why says that it's not that he says it's solid. Now whether the time to find it solid or not maybe depends on what we want the time to do. What do you want the Shema to do? You want the Shema to stand up to the body, or do you want the Shema just to hold the fort and not to undermine the Muxakus? Depending on what task you impose upon the Tanya Shema, you may have a different standard how strong the Tanya Shema has to be. My intuition is that to the extent that we want the Tanya to be actively engaged, then we would be demanding of the Tanya to be stronger, be firmer, than if all we're asking is that it's not throwing the towel. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. Don't give yourself a self-afflicted knockout without two Muxakus. Hang in there. So perhaps the Machlekes from Tesis and Ramban could have to do with different, or could be learned, I don't know if Ramban himself says this, could be learned depending on how you treat the Yedei Praticha. But I built this in two planes. First, I said, you have to ask yourself what happens in the regular Baruch Shema according to respect to Mandamas. You then take it a step further and say, what happens in the regular Baruch Shema, what happens in the Baruch Shema Yedei Praticha? Then, depending upon that, conceivably, what the standard that you require for what constitutes a body might vary. So, what I've done in this connection is simply suggested that the machlekes between Tesis and Ramban could be machlekes in terms of how we regard the Metzius, not where we set the standard, but how we regard what's going on, what body we have. Or, alternatively, question to us, the lumbus of it, what role do we, how do we guide the state of the Redeem, and what role do we assign to the Taina how strong would it have to be in terms of its body in order to enable the Nitva to resist the onslaught of the Tzitzis body of the Teveya. Bottom line that come over here is, of course, after it goes through the various questions, some of the surprise, they said, the surprise of Shirin was, they said, well, the Shvur, that of course pulls the direction of taste of the Ramban. Of course. And so then you have to assume the Mother of Deshe Barabais neutralizes that, but with that, the word remains. So, question, what we have is as follows then. According to Tesis, we have a situation where fundamentally the Sakha should be taken, but the Shvur is loves that of Balabais. According to the Ramban, it's the reverse. And this can have ramifications. Number one, why they were Mechayiv. Number two, the situation which Hashem discussed, the Atachoshud, what happens if the Sakhir, the Balabai is the Choshud? It seems belongs to the category of the word not, to the Takone, which you gave without a Shavuah. So then, according to and the Hashem, the Rabban, the Balmoyer, and the Ayvir, what happens? Yeah, if the Shavuah is only from Shavuah Chathchila. What happens if it's Tfisa, if it doesn't swear, Maybe one other element which is relevant to this question of what happens with the Sakhir, and to what extent the Chazal are working with standard categories of Shavuah, and this is, we've got the Rambam and the Ravid, and we'll finish. Instead that we apply the standards Shavuah here. So there are two cases to cover. We got the Shtek Yasin. Who Rabbi Sai, if I give a Chazal of Stevenit, who Rabbi Sai, who Rabbi Tai, and Shavim, no three, none of the Tana Shtek Yasin. אני מסיר את זה שבו שאתם מוהים אחרי שתשוות בית כס חבי איתו. So Rambam says that there's 2 days that you should take for that. In terms of the social consequences, just what does that lead to? See, if you're a poor worker, you earn very little money, so you don't have any shmim leitl, you're stuck, and the balabas is a muxik and he has another money. If you're a rich worker, you get paid fancy salaries, then you will have the option of a shvur and shvur neitel. So the Rebbe asks this question. Why is this Rebbe that says that the Ma'a or the Fundion is the Pari Nefesh? They criticize the Rebbe. According to the Rambam, maybe at this point, is it can I be right? Really, from a social standpoint, it's very, very bad. But what can you do? Perhaps Shavuot, they make a map of newfangled Shavuot, less than Shtek Yasin. Shavuot, quite Shtek Yasin. Assuming the Shavuot flies Shtek Yasin across the board, that's made a big success, what we discussed with Lord Hatzis here. Quite Shtek Yasin, so he's stuck. It really is very bad, but maybe she'll wait a week, the salary claim connects up. Whatever it is. According to the Ravid, he doesn't talk about other Jebevinites, he doesn't know the person he can live with. But about Sakhir, he has a problem, but maybe it's not just word of social consequences, but Ravid says in effect, since this is the socially oriented Shavuah, not a nisa nechma, you have a case of case. This is something which has to do with the ongoing flow of commercial life and labor relations. So here they had to be misakis something which would be good l'shanah, and they haven't done it. Or maybe the rabbi thinks that in general these shvuas are not shvuas which are cut from the same cloth as the regular shvuas, regular machayvim. At least shvuah sakir is deviant. Another case in which you have a deviancy possibly is with regard to the Avraham Ravid Mechaskiris. כל שכיר ששכרו בעדים תבוא בזמנו ואומר ובלוואי נתתי לשכרך עצרו ונתתי כלום. That's the classic case of שכיר. תקנו כך מי שישבע שכיר בכיתת חייבס ליטול כדי כל נשבע ונותן זה שבלוואי תראו לפועליו וזה השכיר עושה נפשו לזה. זה רב מפלוס זה אבי זה לא עושה לסוף של ביזם. אפילו היה שכיר ודס גירסה אפילו היה שכיר קטן השכיר נשבע ונוטה. This is the gil senat שכיר, but סוחר. If we get this, God, what the שכיר was, if we get a שכיר, so Cotton will be able to swear as well. David is that I told inside you that were I'm a boy that in a dad was scammed him there she was so sure to cut down and she was about to buy it and she had to get that clue so here in a sense the it's reversed. Yes, the Kesser is the rabbi is in favor of deviation, and Rambam opposed the standard of regular model of Shvuah. With regard to who's Nishba, Rambam thinks you can deviate and have caught me Nishba, Nishba Vetel, and the rabbi thinks that not. You would have to examine is this stuff because we have the Sokhir, with Nisla Nech for the court also be able to be Nishba, or not? That doesn't appear in Rambam, the best of my knowledge. Whatever the issues we should be about, so here in those two directions. I will stop here. I will move next time to the Suya Tzitza, and then come back to what we're skipping. Go to the Gemara. Until the Miyamah of Shmuel. Then skip to the Gemara over here in Vav Med Aleph. Shochri Rabbi Shmuel Ladin Rabbeinu. Rest of that sugya. And particularly about the Ramayah and the Rambam with regard to that. It's very novel things in the Ramayah particularly. Then we'll go back to this earlier sugya of Rakov Shmuel. Now this is part of the sugya has to do with Gat Eidim, Schiris, but primarily this is the fountainhead of the problem you have to do with Shmuel. The question is, the Gemara here says it's a Migin, and then the Gemara is, I'm always surprised why, how can you say Migin? And then the question was Shemay, so how did some discover Migin? They didn't know about Migin before they got the sugya. This was a very interesting Tyson, and particularly the Rimigash, the whole Halach of Migal Rum Shvuah is about it. But starting, the crux of it starts in this video over here. Ask yourself why Migal Rum Shvuah, should it work, should not work? Why is it about Shvuah, is about Migal? And that's the mission of the Sukhavis Makaris. Same here we listen by the guy who's familiar with the Rosh Shalom. If you go there at the top, you're good. You come out at the bottom.
If you turn around, you're still
there.
There
are stairs
that go through.
You
know.
That's
what I thought.
There is a staircase that goes down, but they're very steep. And
they're very
steep.
There's no elevator there?
Once you go around.
You can't go, I think you have to go, you can't go in the charismatic side.
It's very steep and it's not lit up either.
Yeah,
not
it's very.
It's
a
church.
I want to get to the official line this way.
You want me to give
you one of us? I appreciate it. I hope I'm with customers.
I don't know. 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 I don't know